options that we can help explore. For example,
the Muslim Youth Helpline is a phone service for vulnerable young people. Its staff can be seen here in a promotional video explaining what they do and urging the public to support their work.
We deal with daily issues like financial stress and family problems, to really distressing issues like child abuse and rape.
We need more support from the communities to drive us forward. The environment we are working in is challenging, but this is nothing compared to the daily challenges faced by the young people that call us.
But recently, things have started to go badly wrong at the organisation. People working there have fallen out, and a letter was signed expressing no confidence in the CEO. Then the anti-terror police were contacted over allegations of harassment, blackmail, extremism, racism, and homophobia. Then, earlier this week, the CEO resigned, and the helpline itself was suspended.
The implosion happened after emails were leaked seemingly showing the helpline's CEO, Akila Ahmed, contacting the police, accusing her staff of racism and homophobia. Another email then emerged of Akila Ahmed's husband, the academic Nafiz Mossadeq Ahmed, contacting the anti-terror police and making the same accusations as well as that of extremism. Many in the Muslim community were shocked at this escalation.
I think that if there's a criminal act committed, then people should go to the police, that's fine. But if it's there's no evidence for it, and if it's an internal dispute and you're using the label of extremism, then there's never a justification for it.
Meanwhile, Muslim Youth Helpline staff have told me that they were shocked that an internal issue had been referred to counter-terrorism officers. One ex-staff member said,
"In no shape or form do I condone racism, homophobia or terrorism. And to my knowledge, no one at the organisation does too. Yet it's really disappointing and highly concerning to know that people who have access to contacts in law enforcement are able to try and capitalise on this by feeding false allegations and rumours in a very clandestine way."
Many also have wider concerns that Muslim organisations like the Muslim Youth Helpline, which accept government money, are too close to the authorities and security services. Both Akila Ahmed and her husband Nafis Mossadeq Ahmed didn't respond to Press TV's request for an interview, but their solicitors have said that confidential information was obtained illegally via hacking of an email account. Meanwhile, the Muslim Youth Helpline board has apologised to those employees whose names were passed to the anti-terror police, but has said the police are investigating the criminal hacking of emails. Roshan Mohammed Salih, Press TV, London.